Jen Strings live from Studio A. This is 103.3, your independent alternative. Shin Strings live from Studio A, and what a lively tune, guys.
Yeah, that was Devil's Crosshairs off of our first album that we've released.
And that album, self-titled, Shin Strings, 12 tracks, came out about a year ago.
Yeah, about a year ago. We got another album in the works coming up, lots of exciting stuff.
You know, you guys are definitely about playing live, though, because that was like something you want to get up and dance. People dance at your shows, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So let's meet the band. Let's just go around. Maybe start at the... Okay, start with John.
Yeah, I'm John Miller. I play guitar and Shin Strings and been playing with the guys for, you know, a good 4+ years or so. It's been a good ride.
Well, my name's Eli Bentley. I play the dobro and the banjo. I also do half the lead vocals. And yeah, I've been playing Shin Strings for about 3 years now, since I've been sleeping on their couch.
Yeah. I'm Gavin Haskin, and I play the mandolin in the band. I've been playing with these guys for, well, let's see, like 5 years almost. Because, I mean, I met most of them in high school and stuff, so we're just having a blast.
Yeah.
This is Mark Lennon on bass.
When, and you're like the newest addition to the band.
Yeah, I joined these guys in late July. It was a matter of, there was a posting that John had put. There's a Minnesota Musicians Forum that I'm a member of on the social medias, and I saw a posting saying this band was looking for a bassist, and I had not heard the band. I'd never met any of these guys. And I contacted John, and he said, well, we're doing auditions, and we're going to be auditioning off our album that came out last October. So I went to the Electric Fetus here in town, picked the album up. I got the album like 3 days before the audition, and then I spent like 3 days just learning all the tunes and running it a few times a day. And I went down, met them all in St. Paul, did the audition, and they said, well, we're doing a tour in August. Can you do that? And I said, and this was day one of a 2-week vacation. Like, I was on paid vacation. And this was day one. I was headed out west for a few different things out in Denver and California. And I said, I'm using right now my vacation time. I don't know if I can do this tour. And I don't really work the kind of job that you just get off work. So I don't know. So that was the big issue, is, well, we like you, but we're not really sure about this tour thing and this and that. And like my whole vacation, as I started coming back from the vacation, I was like, well, I want to get back in this. And so I started pestering for a callback. And so day one and day 14 of my vacation were my audition. They said, well, we'll play a couple gigs with us. And then I played 3 or 4 and then managed to get off work and did the tour after just playing 3 or 4 gigs. And the first time I've ever been on the road with a band, we did 7 shows in Montana, 3 in Oregon, and 1 in California.
So you're fresh back.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back.
Yeah, it's nice to be back.
Well, we have to talk a little bit about that then. So how was the tour, and how did it go? So trip out west.
Excellent.
Is, you know, for you know, a band, it's life-changing, you know. You get to go out and adventure and play your music that you've worked so hard at and see new people, meet new people, you know.
Met some characters.
Oh, yeah, definitely met lots of crazy people, and yeah. it was a good time. And, you know, and then come back home, and it's... You know, festival season, so we're playing all these music festivals, and it just feels like the tour continues almost, you know.
Yeah, made a lot of hospitable friends on the way. I think we only stayed in one hotel the whole time we were gone, and it was like 18 days or something like that, so it was just, it made us feel real blessed to have that many good friends all across the country.
Well, people really respond to the music, you know, that can happen.
Yeah, it's a natural sound, and I think it feeds to a broad audience, and I think that's kind of what's brought us all together to play it.
Yeah. Well, tell us just a little bit more about the background. So you guys have a few more members that aren't with us right now.
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been playing together, and how did the band come together?
Well, you know, it's kind of started after high school. We all, you know, went our separate ways, and we were all doing music at the time, but definitely it wasn't anything acoustic bluegrass like we are now. And then when we got together, it kind of just fell in our laps almost, and been doing it ever since.
It was a meeting ground for all of the weird music that we played. You know, none of us played bluegrass before this. Gavin played metal, and I played the blues, and
extremely diverse music.
John played funk music, so it's bluegrass was a good good meeting ground for all those things to come out in the music without leaving a member behind.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and you get to play some harmony and get that mix in there where you get the harmony mix and, yeah. and everybody gets to kind of play their part.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of the writing that we do is based around the idea of how big we want the harmony to be and, you know, where we want each instrument to fit in the track and all that. So it's really fun to have this many people collaborating on that kind of level.
So do you have one songwriter or does somebody primarily...
As far as lyrics go, there's lyricists, most definitely. Eli and Gavin are most definitely the lyricists in the group. But as far as the music goes, I mean, we've all collaborated on different parts and making the sound complete.
Now, someone will bring a chord progression to the table, and then we'll all put in our two cents, and it'll be something completely different than what it was when it was first brought to the table.
Oh, yeah.
So it kind of grows and changes. Well, how does playing all those live gigs in a row, like with the tour, did that change some of your songs? Did it kind of stretch out?
I feel like by the end of it, we were all really reading off of each other a lot better than we were at the first few shows, and things were starting to sound a little tighter.
Yeah.
Just from the aspect of, you know, we play together at least 4 to 8 times a month, and being able to play that many times just in the course of 2 weeks just did a lot of work for us, I feel like.
Definitely refined our music. It made it sound, you know, like you said, it's a real crisp sound now, I feel like.
Originals, or do you do some covers? Do you have some covers in the mix when you're playing?
We do a whole bunch of covers, but we try to keep it, you know, 75-25 most of the time when it's a shorter set. Yeah. Maybe just throw in one or two in each set.
And if we
like
do
that.
A cover, we'll take like a 90s grunge song or like an old Pink Floyd tune or something and change the rhythm so we can play it bluegrass style.
Is there some fan favorites that you play like?
Yeah, definitely. That's why I mentioned Pink Floyd. We do a cover of Time, and it's double time, so it's fast, you know, bluegrass
fun.
Style.
Right. Mark, you were gonna pipe in there.
Yeah, it's funny. We did this festival down in Harmony Park a couple weeks ago, and we thought the set was over, but we had 5 more minutes or something, and the guy doing sound through the talkback mic said to us, "You got one more. How about that Pink Floyd song you guys do?" Like he must have seen the band before and said, "Oh, I want to hear that one. I want to hear that one again."
It is really fun to kind of take another song and put it into the bluegrass sound and get the harmony going.
Definitely.
Well, we have another original. Why don't we get another tune going? What's it going to be?
This one's going to be off of our upcoming album. It's in the works right now. We just got done tracking at a studio in Maple Grove. And this one's called Searching for Anne Marie.
Some line.
stars, they came to shine away the dew on my windowsill, and you were still right there. To believe so deeply and to never let it go, to keep what your heart holds to be true.
Strings live from Studio A. This is 103.3, your independent alternative. Rowdy tune, guys. You really jam.
Thank you.
Well, what was that song? And that is that from the new album, upcoming?
Yep, that is from the upcoming album. It's called Searching for Anne Marie, was that track.
Do you have a name for the album yet?
It's still up in the air. Undecided, as for now.
Well, I know you just mentioned that right as we went in. So another full album, full-length album, and originals?
Yep, all originals.
All original.
So who's the driving force in getting to the studio?
Well, that's kind of all of us.
Yeah, we're all pretty eager to get in the studio and get our work out there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we definitely all work together to get the funds together. It's all band money that goes towards getting ourselves into the studio and getting a CD created. It's really a great feeling, you know, when we got that first CD in our hand and we're like, wow, all that hard work paid off. Here it is, guys.
Right. So did you sit down and kind of push for new songs, or did they kind of trickle in as the year goes by, and then it kind of pile up and you're like, hey, we kind of have a lot of new work going on?
There's a few of them that are really brand new, but there are a couple thrown in there that are probably almost 3 years old at this point. Mm-hmm. That we really, I mean, sometimes you take old songs that you never really played, you used to play when you first started the band, just never really played, never put it on the first album, and then you kind of revamp it, change some stuff up, and then it becomes something completely different and new, and I feel like that's what we did to a couple of these songs.
So it can be kind of fun if you go into the show and you've seen you guys play before, that then when you get the album, it's not all unfamiliar, it's not all brand new. Mm-hmm. There's some of your favorites kind of mixed in there.
Yep.
So do you have a regular gig in Minneapolis? Is there a place that people find you? I know you're playing in the Dakota.
That's probably our most consistent spot to catch us is the Dakota.
Yeah, for a little while, we were doing the last Saturday of every month. I think it was for about 4 or 5 months. Then we took a little bit off to do the tour and then play around at other venues and all that. But we're going back for 2 more months coming up here.
So the last Saturday, you're at the Dakota, and that's in St. Paul. Is that in St. Paul?
Downtown Minneapolis.
Yeah, off Nicollet Mall, I believe. Yeah,
it's the last Saturday of November and December. We were all very excited to be... We had a headlining date at First Avenue in the main room, which we were all very excited about. You know, a historic venue that we've all seen shows at and all.
It was a very dramatic story.
And 2 days before the show, the ceiling part of it collapsed, and they had to do a lot of remodeling. So, being at its First Avenue, they book out pretty far, so we have to look forward to, next spring and summer and, try and add on a tour to that show or something like that. Yeah,
I'd prefer that anyway, honestly, because going there in the spring or the summer, that's when everybody wants to go out. Everybody wants to enjoy the sunshine and then go see some music later on, Just feel like it'll work out better that way.
But take a little air out of your wind out of your sails, yep. Looking forward to a really nice big stage.
Yeah, and hopefully by that time our second album will be complete and we can have that at the event.
So when do you think we'll be looking for that second album from Gin Strings?
I would hope by the new year. I mean,
yeah.
So Christmas, we're looking at that.
Yeah,
time
about,
of year.
Months, yeah
about that year. Time, hopefully.
Well, how fun is it? Have you been up to Duluth and played up here before? Or?
Just one other time. We played over at the Fitgers
Brewhouse.
Yep, over there. And That's actually the only time we've ever played in Duluth. We've played up in Grand Marais many a times.
Yeah, we pass through probably 3-4 times a year.
Even playing Lutzen and stuff like that, too.
Yep. Played up at the Lutzen Meltdown and done some of their events.
So you're playing tonight in Duluth, Red Herring Lounge, and then with Feeding Leroy, a great local band. And then you're going to be up in Grand Marais for 2 nights, Friday and Saturday night at the Gunflint.
Yep.
So you've played there before.
Oh, yes, yeah. We're good friends with all of them up there. It's a great community. The artist community, it makes you feel overly welcomed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hopefully you'll stop through and take that rest in Duluth in the future.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I definitely want to get them up here more often. It's really exciting for me because, like I said, I'm new to it. I'm the newest piece.
And we know you here in Duluth, Mark.
And now it's like I want to bring this band up here, and I want all my friends to hear this band, and I want to collaborate with some of the bands up here. And it's been really cool being part of this because this really is like a collective of musicians. And Ed isn't here, but like they were saying earlier, everybody came from different backgrounds playing different music. I was bonding with Ed on the road because he's a jazz guy, like I'm a jazz guy, and it's weird to be in a bluegrass band with a guy who you can really talk jazz with. And again, yeah, we're playing Dakota Jazz Club with a bluegrass band. It's like, so
that's right.
I'm excited about it, and I want to convince these kids to get up here more often.
It'll be great. So look forward to having the fiddle in the mix tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, we're missing him right now.
That's right.
Really, it's a big juicy cherry on the top, having that fiddle. I mean, it really, really fills out the music having that fiddle.
Well, let's hear one more tune and take it out, and then you guys are playing tonight. So, Gin Strings, live from Studio A. One more tune here.
Through the tunnel's face. ship them off to the other side, with clouds grow thick and the horsemen ride. Sit and wait for the end of fate, for another's drawn again.
Strings live from Studio A. This is 103.3, your independent alternative. You guys are going to have a great show tonight, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're excited about it. Yeah.
Well, welcome to Duluth. Enjoy the day and have a great trip up the North Shore. Really appreciate you stopping by and playing the tunes.
Well, thank you for having us. We've had a great time here.
Today's live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean, Mike Nowitzki, Chris Harwood, Aaron Welsh, and myself, Maya Jensen. You can check out upcoming guests or listen to previous sessions at KUMD.org. Just click Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.